I had, for the first time, usually I have a lot of arguments, this and that. When I met them in the cafeteria, they never asked me to come there. I just went there through another circumstance. I couldn't argue, not with him. Whatever he said, I knew was true. So I said, I didn't have a Bible. They gave me a Bible. He told me, go into your room and read John 1:12. He gave me, I don't know where John is. Never owned a Bible. I went to class. I sat down. And another brother, kind of straightforward. He said, you have to believe. I said, I can't believe. I'm a Buddhist. But all the time he's speaking to me, I'm looking at the brother. His reaction. I had no organic feeling about it, that brother speaking. My organic touch was with him. If he accepted what he spoke, I'll take it. If he rejected, I rejected. He became my savior. He told me, here's the Bible. Read it in your room. That's all. I says, well, I got a Bible now. I never forget the days, February 28, 1968. That's where I was born physically also. And I got reborn. I like the second birth too. The first birth, vanity of vanities. The second birth, the song of songs. I have found the Christ who is the desire of the nations.
Amen.
I preached without knowing what preaching is. I found him. I want to tell everybody. I went to my room. Took verse 12, 11 and 12, he told me, read both of them. And I thought, man, even if I tried to be a Christian, it'll take at least 20 years. Right? According to the standards, it'll take 20 years. Don't you think so? Right? Don't you have to work? Try to be good? He came to his own, yet those who were his own did not receive him. And I begin to read verse 12. But as many. I says, wow, that's me. As many. I think I pre-read this verse. As many as received him. I says, these words are so gracious. Receive? That's all I have to do? As many as received him, to them he gave authority to become the children of God. Amen. The triune God jumped into me.
Amen.
I closed the Bible. It's the same room the demons used to attack me. That's the very room the triune God then came into my spirit.
Amen.
He came to where I was. The Good Samaritan came. He observed and he came to where he is. And bound his wounds. A lot of wounds, brother. A lot of hatred. You know, if you met me on campus, you thought I was a nice person. When I graduated high school, they elected me the best citizen of the school. If they only knew, I was a monster. I got saved, see? I didn't know the word, though, David. Got a Bible, and I'm in my room. Then I begin to meet with the brothers on the camp, and my wife says, "You praying?" You know, like, I've been married to a monster 3 years, and now this monster is praying? Why? Because the triune God, the all-inclusive Christ, as a compound spirit, came into this monster.
Amen.
Now, you tell me. You think you're going to shut my mouth out after that? Huh? Hey! You know what happened? I had a hula dancing group. So 2 weeks later, I told my wife, after I got saved, I says, you know, we begin to pray for her. They asked me, what's my wife's name? I says, Lily. I didn't tell her we were praying, though. I don't think she believed I'd be praying for her. But every day she come home and look at me. Kind of strange, my husband changed. When I used to get angry, you know what I used to do, brother? I didn't get angry much. But when I did, I hit the wall. With this. That's the only way to curb my temper. I had to hit something. It's either my wife or the wall. Ah! Boom! That's why I went skin diving for fish, wild boar hunting in Hawaii, to curb it. It's called sports. It's murder. Shoot the fish right through the head. Come out happy because you killed something. And she realized, I'm changing. Not that I wanted to change. I'm just happy. You know, when God comes inside of you, you're happy. It doesn't say, you know, the New Testament, it says, make your joy full, be joyful. It doesn't mean it's a command. It's just that you touch, you're happy. I mean, my smile muscles was the first time ever used. My jaws began to hurt. Oh, unused muscles began to operate. Ooh, oh, Lord, you're making me so happy, but my jaws hurt. Oh. My friend says, what happened to you? I said, just come for the dinner. I invited the hula dancers in my band. I had a band. Right? Then the Bible says he ate with the publicans and sinners. So my wife cooked a big dinner. She said, who's these people? Friends. Christian friends. Christian. So, being an obedient wife, she did it. Never forgot that night. My friends came in with cigarettes. I hollered, How's it going, Dad? Brothers came in with the hymnal and Bible. Hi, Howard. We had a wonderful party. Amen. Jesus came to where we were.
Amen.
He came into my apartment. And received all my friends. My wife was shocked. I was looking at her, you know. I used to get so angry at her sometimes. I used to love to watch boxing. I said, look at the right, look at the left. She says, huh. At that time, the big boxer was Sonny Liston. I fought another fighter. And I bought a ticket, a lot of money. I bought my wife there. And by the time we sat down, he got knocked out. She says, what happened? I just want to know what happened. I was. Everything I was interested, she's not. I live by Dodger Stadium, watch Sandy Koufax pitching to Willie Mays. First one, outside corner. Second pitch, inside corner. Third pitch, a big curve. My wife there. The team lost. I got so angry. What do you get so angry for? It's just a baseball game. Angry over everything. So there was a party of parties. My friends and my new friends, the brothers, we had three couples come. My friends, a lot of them smoking. I'm sorry, I can't give a message tonight. Shall I stop here? So God came into my house through the brothers. And I watched my wife. I wanted her to be saved. But I didn't have enough to tell her. I don't think she would believe me. You know, I promised her so many things I never fulfilled. She looked at the brothers. Her testimony was this. She believed there was a God, but she could not believe that Jesus was God. But when she saw the brothers, she believed Jesus was God.
Amen.
The brothers' coming was the coming of Jesus.
Amen.
And then I remember that night we sang. Of course, we knew all the Hawaiian songs and all the other songs. But this is, hey, let's sing a song. You live on fountain every night, drinking at the fountain. So my friend says, sure, we like to sing. Drinking song. We're still having a party.
Amen.
The only thing we change is the drink.
Amen.
Friend said, you don't have party? I said, no, I have party all the time. John, I'm singing with them, and the brothers were singing. I don't know if they said amen or... But my wife was watching, but she was just kind of skeptical at first. Then she began to open her mouth. Drinking at the fountain that never runs dry. Drinking at the fountain all... I don't know, just about what point. All of a sudden, I look over there, and she's streaming, weeping. I told the brothers, God got inside of her. That was a holy apartment after that. I looked at my wife, and she looked at me. She has a new husband, and I have a new wife.
Amen.
Since 1968, she never turned. She never turned away. And how, you know how much I appreciate that God would come to my house to come where we are. And the love of the saints. I just couldn't believe it. My whole life changed. I just met with them on the campus every day. Brother had a house by the campus. Just to show you his love, I mean. One day I came there, you know, usually I drank a lot of coffee. And they didn't drink coffee too much. And they never told me not to do this and not to do that. I guess they realized I was too wild. So they never told me where the meeting hall was. It's too risky. So he says, come over to the house. I came over to the house and first day I walk in the house, I looked around and I says, there's nothing here. I looked at his house and I looked at my apartment and I says, oh, wow. Ooh-wee. Mine's gotta go. When I went to his house, the Lord was there. When I sensed the Lord's presence in his house, I realized these people are absolute. So I kept there and then drank coffee and then read some verses. And then one brother moved in my place. He says, hey, come over, I'm staying over your house for 2 weeks. He bought his things. He said, yes, stay. He just slept right on the sofa. He moved in. I think he's practicing. Move in with a new one. He just moved in. My wife said, who? Oh, yeah, that's a brother. He's going to move in. Praise the Lord. Every morning he began to read the Bible. I said, what are you doing? He says, oh, brother, if I don't do this, he says, I'm terrible during the day. Really? You mean to say it's good to... I started reading the Bible with him. I got hooked on morning revival.
Amen.
He came to me. Now, don't tell my wife anything. Will you promise? I don't mean, sisters go. She was a very moral person, both of us. We were looking for joy, but we were highly moral person, moral people. We knew that we were meant for each other. But being in the world, you know, you're just worldly. And we love dancing. I love the sports and this and that. She loved the dancing. And she didn't want to become a Christian because she thought she had to give up dancing. We used to go right down Sunset Boulevard. Dance a lot. Cha-cha. Ballroom dancing. All the way from the Latin Tito Puente all the way to Lawrence Welk. So we had a lot of young people with us. Not a lot, but we like to. So we used to teach dancing and have parties at our place. So one day the young one says, "Hey, we want to learn some dancing, some more dancing." So my wife and I says, "Okay, well," and we were saved now. And we started to dance and teach him how to dance. All of a sudden, my feet won't. It just won't cha-cha anymore. I what happened? I looked at my wife, she looked at me, she said, "What's the trouble?" I says, "I know you're troubled too." I says, "What's dancing anyway?" She says, "Self-expression." Self-expression, wow. We walked out. Got in the car, brother, you know what happened? We had, both of us drove into the holiest of all. We were dancing all over the freeway. La, 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 la. We're weeping with joy. Full of joy.
Amen.
I didn't want to look at her because she was just weeping and I was just weeping. There's music and dancing.
Amen.
And my friend says, "What happened to you?" Praise the Lord, they got saved, some of them.
Amen.
I think I'm boring you. God is real.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He's real.
Amen.
And he can get into man. I'm still falling to the uttermost. But if I don't enjoy the Lord, I don't know what I'll do. I told the Lord, "You have to be higher than any enjoyment I ever had." You know, I like sports, Jimmy, so badly. I used to carry it in my briefcase in school. I go in the back of the room, World Series or something going on, put in my ear. Teacher is speaking, I'm just... After you get saved, the brothers don't know who's playing and what. And they go, Took them for a volleyball game one time and they... they look like gazelles. But after my wife got saved, it brought the greatest joy to me. Then I saw the verse, the Lord says to Peter, I will make you fishers of men. He is everything, right? Couldn't he be our sports? Huh? What's the greatest sport than to bring a man from Satan's kingdom into God's kingdom?
Amen.
Huh? Could you tell me a greater sport? How about a gold medal in that?
Amen.
Huh? Bringing mankind
Amen.
From the grips of Satan into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Huh? You think anything can match that? To bring the triune God into man and man into the triune God?
Amen.
Full of purpose. Not going around with a little stick, hitting a little ball around. I told the Lord, I couldn't make it. I look at the brothers, I was enjoying the Lord, but I begin to get into the law, and I said, I can't make it, Lord. The Lord kept saying, just enjoy me. Just enjoy me. And I know the baseball season came up. Ooh-wee. That doesn't mean now I don't, you know, put the TV. If you put the TV in front of me, the flesh is still there. I'm going to go. TV are like this. They are, I used to come home before I was saved. Come home. I'm going to study. The TV goes. Just one. After you're done, your head is square. Her wife came home. I used to have the guitar in my hand, hold a conversation, and watch the TV. That was my happy marriage, so-called. I knew it had a hook in me. Begin to eat the Lord and call on the Lord. Praise the Lord, we can call on His name.
Amen.
We can eat Him. Amen. He who eats me, even he shall live. It was hard. When I saw the brothers, I looked at myself. I said, no, no way, no way. But the joy of touching people became so high, I forgot even trying to be good. One day I said, okay, Lord, I'm not going to listen to the baseball. Put away the radio. Wasn't it good? I went to the cafeteria. I sat down, so happy. And here comes a guy with a newspaper, sports section, sitting right in front of me. I go. And I had a good morning revival that morning, and then a voice inside. This day, I'll give you the victory. I walked away, full of joy. Start preaching the gospel.
Amen.
And then one day I was preaching, I was going out having a good time. Somebody says, hey, what's the score? I said, score what? He says, he wanted to call me stupid. Don't you know it's World Series? I didn't know who was playing. Church life.
Amen.
Put on the new man.
Amen.
That doesn't mean I can't get hooked in it. But the new man's life It's much more enjoyable.
Amen.
And then when one of my instructors got saved, wow! Long story, I better not share about it. He said, you go speak to four of my classes. I had a good time. One class, almost a riot came out. And that was in the 60s, you know. They can speak anything. Free sex, this and this and that. I spoke on the enjoyment of God.
Amen.
And somebody says, we are a captive audience. I'm walking out. I says, thank you. Because God is real, you're bothered.
Right.
In my history of math class, mathematicians are all, you know. In those days, it's not computer, it's slide rules. It's how big your slide rule. Bunch of samurais walking around. You know what I spoke on? The destruction of Babylon.
Amen.
I raised up, I studied on their mathematical system. Very high. And I said, you know why he destroyed everybody? He goes, why? Because the Bible says, I pulled up my big Bible and read Isaiah.
Amen.
Everyone went, Wasn't that funny?
Yeah.
To share God with people is enjoyment.
Amen.
One person came up to me, he says, what if I slug you? What would you say? He says, I'm mad, I'm going to slug you. I says, I'm not that good a Christian yet. I most likely spontaneously will duck and flatten you. So please don't do it. I'm not a nice Christian. I'm just enjoying the Lord.
Amen.
He still be my friend. One day, we're in the cafeteria. By that time, we had 25 in the cafeteria. We'd eat, we'd fill up three tables. Lord, you're the bread of life. Amen! We're a little too much. One day, our brother got so depressed, he walked in the cafeteria door. Jesus is Lord! Clink, clink, clink. Things were falling off the desk. And somebody way in the corner says, hey! And the Lord inside says, get the hay. I go over there, I says, what's wrong? Why you say hey? He's asking to be saved. So, well, I'm going to school. He says, I've been to Korea. Went to the war. I says, when you went to Korea, you asked God if you came out safely, you would be for him, didn't you? How did you know? Every human being, when they're being fired at, ask God, please, when I get out of this alive, I'll be for you.
Amen.
It didn't take discernment. I says, now's the time for you to be for God.
Amen.
God is real.
Amen.
He They used to have this kind of black power at those days. Chicana power. I was walking one day. Guy just like you. Chicana power. I used to walk by and I always when I walk, I always consider, is that the one, Lord? Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Hi. What is Chicana power? And he has this little knife. I says, I'll show you the real power. Oh, Señor Jesus. I never let his hand go until he calls. He goes, oh, Señor Jesus. I says, deeper. Oh, Señor Jesus. Oh, Señor Jesus. Oh, Señor Jesus. I tell him, I'll see you later. About 2 weeks later, he came in the cafeteria. He says, something happened to me. I said, sure, you called on the Lord. Amen. He says, we had two gangs, he says, in East LA. And my friend got into trouble, so I tried to save him. And they all came up on me with knives. He says, you know what I did? Oh, Señor Jesus! Oh, Señor Jesus! Amen. He says, he saved me. His name was Ignacio. Wow. See, at the time, I'm not saying you now have all the truth. You have the right teachings, the right verses. I didn't have too much. I was just a crazy man. Whosoever shall call on the Lord, name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
Now you got more. The Lord is saved. I hate for the Lord's name to be blasphemed because I used to do it. These Christians trying to argue with these philosophy majors. And these Christians got so frustrated, they walked away. And these philosophy majors, you know, they're smiling. We'll take any other Christians. I was there. I says, really? I says, you know, you too. The real problem is your chicken. You don't believe Christ, right? They says, we don't believe. I says, I believe. I says, I'm going to stand on the free speech area and shout to the whole campus that Jesus Christ is God. Can you stand up there and say, Jesus is not Lord? You lose the case if you can. I said, you ready? And I pinned him against his friend. See, I said, see? He can't do it. So reluctantly, I went up there and I shout. I mean, how good to breathe the Lord's name. Sometimes you shouldn't care who sees or anything. Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
For me, I need to do it because when I used to get angry, I used to curse the name of Jesus. So I feel so happy when I shout his name. He got up there and I said, no, I said this. I told him, you share this. Lord Jesus, you're not real. 3 times he did it. I says, good. I'll see you later. And my place, my office was the cafeteria. Everybody has to eat. I just sat there, do my some of my homework. Ah, here comes this guy. He says, you know, I like you guys. I said, sure, you should like us. He says, no, I better not get saved, you know. That would ruin my major. Already saved. Another friend of mine, stubborn Japanese guy, just like you. Very nice, but inside. Won't open his mouth. You agree? Yeah. Call on the Lord. He still thinks he's in World War II. We prayed and prayed. One day he came. He came to my office right in the cafeteria. He says, I call on the Lord. I said, what happened? I was driving on the freeway. He said, my car in the rain turned 8 times. And then while it was turning, all I can remember is, oh Lord Jesus! Oh Lord Jesus! God is real on the freeway!
Amen.
Tonight, maybe now I have the burden. It's this lovely person in us that wants to save man. Amen. You think how I felt, and I'm here in the cafeteria, right? Being bummed out of my study, getting bored with this, and somebody come and says, I got saved. The Lord is sovereign to where you're sitting in class. Because the brother sat next to me, every class I go, I'm looking. Which one, Lord? Which one? One of the last semesters I had to go. And I had to choose some classes, and I finished my major so I could just choose the classes I wanted just to enjoy. And the Lord won't let me take anything until the last day. I had the choice of registering the first day. He won't let me. I don't have the... They rejected her. And she kept praying. After 23 years, he got saved.
Amen.
Through Lily. At 89 years old, God desires that all men be saved.
Amen.
So tonight, I want to tell you, the love of God is inside of you, brother.
Amen.
He's the compound triune God.
Amen.
As the loving Father waiting for the prodigal.
Amen.
He's the Spirit sweeping. He's the Son shepherding.
Amen.
It's all in your spirit.
Amen.
Don't believe a lie that you don't have the love of God. You have the love of God.
Amen.
The love of God has been poured into our hearts.
Amen.
How many love Him?
Amen.
How many really love Him?
Amen.
How many would like to see many men saved?
Amen.
You're qualified. Just meet people. I mean, the gospel started with the Lord just telling the woman, give me a drink. Couldn't you ask somebody, give me a drink? I just enjoy talking to people. You enjoy talking to people? How many enjoy meeting people? That's the gospel. Hi.
Hi.
Just your hi, because you're filled with God, is full of love.
Amen.
And used to have rain in Los Angeles quite a lot. I used to have a big umbrella. And the bigger the rain, the better. Plop. look around. Who needs an umbrella? Boy, it's so nice, huh? Oh, it's so much. I hate to use this word. It's a holy word. Fun to preach the gospel. To me, it's a privilege. I enjoy it. Wouldn't you like to see men saved? Sometimes I'm full of problems and I preach the gospel and somebody call on the Lord and all of a sudden all the problems disappear. You are a lover of God.
Amen.
And a lover of man.
Amen.
Just tell the Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love you.
Amen.
Lord, I love mankind.
Lord, I love mankind.
Amen.
Wouldn't you like to bring men into the kingdom?
Yes.
Good. Who else want to bring many in the kingdom?
Amen.
God only needs a corporation. You know, when I go shopping, I'm always looking for somebody. My wife says, get something at the store. Oh, look at that one. Oh, hi. The vegetable section. Ooh. Wow, isn't this wonderful? God makes so many different kind of variety. Yeah, isn't good? The taste so good? Healthy? Why not? Didn't God make those apples? That's the truth. It doesn't come in supermarkets. I'm working on a mechanic now. He's come to one of the young people's meeting. He wants to come back again. Working on another one, his boss. I've been working on him for 3 years. Kind of hard. I'm already a Christian. I know he's not. Hey, yeah, you're a Christian. Quotation. I'm praying. One day he says, Howard, I can't make it. My wife's giving me too much trouble. Will you pray for me? He's getting open.
Amen.
Pray. Did Ed Mark share about praying? When you pray, the Lord will prepare them. Well, I messed up your whole message tonight. Did I give you anything tonight?
Yeah.
God is real!
Amen.
And man has a desire. All the entertainment they're looking for is not what they look. They're looking for Christ.
That's right,
yeah. And some look so hard. I told you a story of one. Some of you never hear, so I better say. One day I says, Lord, I'm open. One morning, just 2 years ago, my wife woke up and I woke up. I was having my nice spiritual morning revival. My wife says, somebody's sleeping on that couch. I said, wow, praise the Lord, somebody's sleeping on a couch. We don't know who it is. Big guy. I says, he's either a mental case or a drug addict. So I says, I'm going to call 911. Grab the phone. It won't go up. The Lord says, preach the gospel. I said, is that you, Lord? Maybe that's not you, Lord. I says, I'm going to call. I can't. I look at his size. I says, I need reinforcement. I have my daughter and my wife and my mother. So the brothers came, tried to shake him, wake him up. He goes, Rawr! I said, that's okay. Let him sleep some more. A real test. Then he woke up. The brothers began to share with him. Then I just had the sense to cook him a breakfast. Have you ever cooked a breakfast for a Gentile? The Lord just wanted to feed him. So I put the eggs. Brothers are speaking. Jesus was making breakfast for a Gentile. So I went to him. I said, you must be hungry. Here. He says, please no. He says, where am I? Is this your house? I says, here, go ahead and eat. I says, yeah. You're hungry. He says, I don't deserve this. Sorry, I'm in your house. Then I sat next to him. I opened up. Let's read Luke 15. The Lord sent you here, friend.
Amen.
He prayed, and we baptized him.
Amen.
That was a good, sweet morning revival. Amen. I was revived. Because I have been saved by God's mercy, how can I not show mercy? It's too mean. He told, after that, he says, I lost my job. I got a fight with my wife 1 week ago. I took an overdose of drug. And I walked on the street. And I just remember almost 4 days ago, and I blacked out. And how am I in your... The Lord sent them. When I first got saved, I learned this lesson also, to just be open. I lived in Hollywood area. One night, I just come home from the meeting, and this young man was walking, and the Lord says, speak to him. I turn, I says, hey, here's my house. Come in. He came in. We fed him soup. He passed out right on the floor. I felt so safe. Later that morning, he says, I belong to a Christian group. I was running away to go back to my drug world when you called me. I gave him some money to wash his clothes. The Lord says, clean him up, feed him. This is in the Word. He's in us. Then I says, you better call your friends. He called his friend. Their friends came to pick him up. Christians, I don't know. We all got together and we prayed together. So sweet. These are our brothers. But I'm not open enough. Many, I know I miss many. I want to come back more. Saints, wouldn't you like to see hundreds come to the Lord?
Amen.
I'm getting old, but you're young, David. If you lack the outward you think, don't believe that lie. You have the inward to pray.
Amen.
Prayer, brothers. Wouldn't you like to pray for your friends?
Amen.
Huh? The love of God.
Amen.
The grace of Christ.
Amen.
Fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Be with you all.
Amen.
I don't know. I'm just rambling off here. I'm sorry. Maybe I should have prepared something. But that's all I have tonight.
Amen.
They don't see anything. They're blind. They're wounded. They're terrible like me. But God wants to get into them.
Amen.
Oh, sorry. It's almost 10. Tonight, there's no way to prophesy. Shall we sing something?
Amen.
What's up?
Number is 345.